This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Federal, state, and local emergency crews, along with volunteer organizations responding to the massive needs in Florida following Hurricane Milton. Nearly 2.5 million customers remain without power, and at least 16 deaths stretch across the state. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Tampa.
As hurricanes go, Milton is unusual in that so many of the storm's fatalities, at least six, were caused by the tornadoes spun off by the storm. Near Fort Meade, a county employee clearing storm debris from a road was struck and killed. At least four other people were killed by falling trees after Milton had moved through.
On the campaign trail, Donald Trump holding a rally this afternoon in Aurora, Colorado, focusing on immigration. Vice President Kamala Harris in Arizona, where early voting began this week. Colorado authorities are investigating what caused an elevator at a tourist gold mine to fail yesterday, killing one person and trapping nearly two dozen others for hours, 1,000 feet below until they were rescued. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin prisons are no longer accepting donations of used books. That's because secondhand books are used to smuggle drugs behind bars. The move has its critics. A nonprofit called Wisconsin Books to Prisoners says the decision limits inmates' access to information and does nothing about other ways prisoners get a hold of drugs. More pollution from farms and livestock operations is flowing down the Mississippi River Basin than ever before. Alicia Vasto of the Iowa Environmental Council says cleanup efforts need a lot more urgency.
Without that, I think we're kind of rudderless in the ways that we're trying to address pollution in the Mississippi River and the Gulf.
Midwestern groups are pushing for a pollution quota system similar to a successful program protecting the Chesapeake Bay. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Xcel Energy is sending crews to provide hurricane relief once again. Over 100 workers are ready to go, some of them from Wisconsin, to help restore services in Florida after Hurricane Milton arrived earlier this week. Crews from Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, Amory, Rice Lake, and Sparta are currently in Florida getting ready to work in the Tampa area. The same crews were in Georgia last week where they repaired power lines, broken poles, and transformers, servicing over 2,000 customers, according to Xcel Energy. The La Crosse City Council dealt with two mayor-related topics last night. The first, a consideration to add a city administrator position, was tabled until next May. The measure would have created a new position to take on some of the duties of the mayor's office at a cost of just under $200,000 per year. The proposed position was supported by Mayor Mitch Reynolds. The second was to override Reynolds' veto of a $13,000 measure to help with repairs at the pump house. That vote failed. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
More injuries for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers had to place tight end Luke Musgrave on injured reserve with an ankle that did not respond to treatments. The team signed another tight end, John Fitzpatrick, off the Falcons practice squad. The good news is wide receiver Christian Watson says he's close after suffering that sprained ankle 2 weeks ago against the Vikings.
You know, maybe the, you know, all of the training that I put in to get my body right for the season is the reason I came out of it with not as significant as of injuries.
Green Bay hosts the Cardinals Sunday at noon. The Badgers football team heads New Jersey. They'll play Rutgers tomorrow at 11. Baseball, the Brewers say they know just how valuable Willy Adames is at shortstop, GM Matt Arnold.
We had opportunities to trade him, and we didn't because of how much he means to this team and this franchise. And it's not just, you know, what he does on the field, it's who he is. And absolutely, you know, acknowledge the reality that he's earned the right to explore the market. He deserves that, certainly, but we love him to death here, and he knows that.
That's Brewers General Manager Matt Arnold. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have one more warm summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to Kelly Robinson from the Human Rights Campaign. Hour number two, donating blood, more important than ever. We're going to talk diversity. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. Along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zomers on the board, it is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big show. It is Friday, TGIF, October 11th, 2024. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along. Going to be a warm one today. Temperatures in the 80s across much of Wisconsin, and then cooling down tonight. More fall-like weather, and then perhaps a more temperate weather coming back into the forecast for next week, Zomers. So if you want to get outside and enjoy it, like I am going to later on this afternoon, do it today, because otherwise shorts weather is over for a few days after today. We shall see.
Yeah, it's. I'm probably still going to wear shorts for a while.
You probably will. You probably. And look, nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing wrong with that. We thank Brady Ewing for being with us there last hour. If you missed that, you could always catch it, of course, on the Civic Media app or on civicmedia.us. Great website to check out all of our podcasting. And again, want to announce, because we've got a couple of questions about this. If you normally view the show on, in terms of video, on the Todd Albaugh Show YouTube page, and what else is down today, Zomers?
It's fixed now, the other stuff. So it's just that.
All right, very good. We're working on it. We appreciate it. You can still find us on the Civic Media YouTube page as well as the Facebook page. The Facebook. I sound like my dad, the Facebook. It's on the Facebook. It's on the Twitter. It's on all the things.
All of the.
Yeah, it's on all. We're not on Threads. I'm on Threads.
I don't think they have streaming.
Oh, really?
All right, if they do, it's news to me.
All right. We're hanging on by a thread. Welcome back to hour number 2. Lots going on. We have board game of the week. Been a few weeks, Mr. Zomers, but we're going to have a return of board game of the week a little bit later on. Get people ready for the weekend. Get people prepared. Something fun to do.
This one's a lot of fun. I've played it a few times now with a group of friends and really enjoyed it. And it's one that we're actually going to play on the show live, not today.
Right.
But in one of our Tuesday tangents with Luke when we have him, because it requires 3 people.
All right.
That's all I'll say for now.
Very good. All right. Well, looking forward to nervous anticipation to that. I want to get into a little politics this hour. Vice President Kamala Harris was on Univision last night, or the pronunciation in Spanish, Univision. That's why I love saying it in Spanish. It's much better.
It's much more fun to say. I mean, that's the way that they intended it to be said.
Univision, the Spanish language program. And of course, there were translators. Imagine that. A Spanish language television program uses translators. And Zomers, you were saying on the internet, some people were trying to attack Harris over this when it was really just the translator.
Yeah. And I don't have the source on it, but I know I saw some, as I was scrolling through Twitter, some people saying, oh, she's using a teleprompter in her town hall, so to called.
Right.
But then some people responsible for producing the broadcast were like, no, that was the Spanish language translation to help the people broadcasting know what was going on.
How about that, as it turns out? I want to bring up a topic. I'm not sure we spent much time on it before, but I'd be interested to know from you all, when voting for a candidate for office, particularly this year for President of the United States, how much does the issue of compassion mean to you? How much does the issue of compassion mean when voting for someone? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. I know there's going to be a lot of people, I should say that. There'll be some people who'll be like, I don't care about compassion. It's about getting stuff done. Maybe I'm just an unusual voter, but I like to vote for people who I feel have compassion for their fellow American or their fellow Wisconsinite. I've seen that firsthand for people that I've been around and worked for in politics. And I'm not talking about someone who's always touchy-feely, so to speak, you know, in terms of emotional and a hugger. Or that. I'm just talking about someone who can look at someone else, hear their story. And unlike Donald Trump, who seems to have next to zero compassion for anyone, has actual compassion. And for me, that came out last night in this town hall meeting on Univision with Vice President Kamala Harris. And she took a question from a young woman who had recently lost her mother, who is of undocumented status. And we're going to play this for you. We might interrupt it and talk about it. It's a rather long clip, but I think it's important because I know a lot of people don't watch Univision. And we're not going to have any opportunities this time around, it appears, to have the two major presidential candidates be in a town hall like this, because Trump wouldn't agree to it. But here was Vice President Harris last night on Univision taking a question from a member of the audience.
You and I have something in common. We both lost our mother.
Oh.
And I'm an American citizen, born to two Mexican parents. They were here before I was even born. They've worked their whole lives. But with the way immigration laws change over time, I was only able to help my dad get his legal status squared away, but not my mom's. My mom passed away just 6 weeks ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she was never, ever able to get the type of care and service that she needed or deserved. Sorry.
Take your time.
So my question for you is, what are your plans, or do you have plans to support that subgroup of immigrants who have been here their whole lives, or most of them, and have to live and die in the shadows?
I'm so sorry for you.
Thank you.
You must remember your mother as she lived.
Mm-hmm.
I have enough of a feeling about your strength that it probably comes from her to know. She would want you to remember her as she lived and not as she died, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents were here for years, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And your father was able to earn his pathway to citizenship, but your mother was not. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to assume it's because part of the problem is that we do have a broken immigration system,
mm-hmm.
including it being the case that even though when we were elected in 2020 and the first bill we offered Congress before we did the bipartisan infrastructure bill, before we did the work on gun safety, before we did the work on investing in chips and science, the first bill we offered within hours of taking the oath was a bill to fix the immigration system, including creating a comprehensive, earned pathway to citizenship for hardworking people. And it was not taken up. And now we look at a situation where people are suffering. The reality is that
stop
in terms
right there,
of
please,
having
Mrs.
access
Zompers. To... Stop right there. We're going to come back to it. I want to point out a couple of things. This young woman who lost her mother is a an American citizen. Her parents came here, or at least at some point became undocumented. But you lived here for years working, contributing. And she was able to petition, apparently petition, for her father to become a citizen, but not her mother. And did you notice that that meant that a lot of medical help was not available to her? So, number one, all of these lies and untruths that are perpetuated, saying that, quote unquote, you know, illegals, or I prefer the term undocumented folks, are taking up all this Medicare, Medicaid money, or getting all these services for free. Simply not true. As told by this young woman. And the fact that the vice president there showed compassion to her, first of all, someone who also lost their mother. But she points out, and this is so important, this not being reported in many places, that the first thing that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris did as an executive is introduce legislation, encourage Congress to take up legislation that would have addressed immigration. Because I think what a lot of people don't realize, and as someone who worked for a United States congressman, a Republican, and handled immigration issues, one of the biggest problems we have in our immigration system is the length that it takes to get an answer when people try to do it legally. And the reason for that, in large part, is that Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, are reticent to properly fund the federal employees and the technology it takes to get these cases decided quickly or in a timely fashion. When you apply to be an immigrant to this country, whether it's through asylum, whether it's through being petitioned, however you do it, currently it can take not just months, years, 10 years, 10 years. Well, that time you get, I was there. I saw it firsthand. I know this. So part of the problem in fixing how our country deals immigration is to process applications so people have a decision. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris proposed that, and it was turned down. This is not, and she's going to talk about it here in a minute, this is not the most recent immigration bill that Joe Biden said he would sign if it passed, and also that now Vice President Harris says she will sign if it's passed and she's president. So I think it's really important to remind folks that the very first thing that Biden Harris did was to address and help fix the immigration situation in this country. Let's pick up a little bit more of the vice president last night.
Suffering. The reality is that in terms of having access to health care, had your mother been able to gain citizenship, she would have been entitled to health care that may have alleviated her suffering and yours. And this is one example of the fact that there are real people who are suffering because of an inability to put solutions in front of politics. I mean, an example of this on immigration policy is that as it relates to what we need to do to strengthen our border. A bipartisan group of members of Congress, including one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate, came together with one of the strongest border security bills we've had in decades.
Comments last night on Univision by Vice President Kamala Harris. This is the second bill. There were two pieces of legislation that Biden Harris tried to get through Congress. The second one was co-authored by Lankford, Senator, conservative. We'll come back and tell you what happened. Take your phone call.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today's tip is skip the extended warranties. Now, I've fallen for this one myself, but after a lot of research, I've figured out that there's a reason the Best Buys and the Apples of the world are so hot to sell these warranties. And it's not because they're going to save you money. These things, whether they're called an extended warranty or a service contract or a protection plan, they are often loaded up with fees and rules, and you will rarely actually need to use them. What I do instead, I have my own warranty fund. Every time I'm tempted by an extended warranty, I put the money I would spend on that into a savings account. I mean, you'd be surprised how fast all that adds up. And now I have money I can use to fix or replace any of my stuff if it does break, with no hidden fees or rules. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285.
This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tata Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Coming up a bit later, Mr. Zomers will give us a board game of the week. Great activity for all of us to do over what looks to be, perhaps for some, a good weekend to stay in as it's getting cooler, but a great time to get out to your local orchard, corn maze, pumpkin patch. It's that time of year. My favorite time of year, fall here in Wisconsin. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, talking about Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, appearing on Univision last night, the Spanish language channel, for a town hall. Trump has said he will not do one. And taking a question from, and Zomer, as you pointed this out over the break, and it's a good point out, that this woman that asked this question was 40 years old. She didn't just show up here yesterday. She's basically... I assume that she was born here.
Yes.
And she is a U.S. citizen. That's why she didn't become naturalized. Not there's anything wrong with that, but she was a citizen that was born here, or a person born here. And so that's why she's a citizen. And she applied, petitioned for both her parents to become naturalized citizens through her. But time ran out on her mom because she got ill and because she was not a documented, person, she did not have certain medical things available to her, contrary to popular belief or what Trump and Vance say on the stump, which is that folks who are undocumented are getting all this help and all this money and life is hunky-dory. Simply not true. And so the vice president pointed out that she and Joe Biden, first thing they did was introduce legislation that would have addressed our border, would have addressed immigration. And Republicans took a pass. Now she's talking about this bill that was co-authored by conservative Republican from Oklahoma, James Lankford, which would have really even been a harder bill in terms of closing the borders. This was a bipartisan bill that most Republicans wanted, along with Joe Biden and Democrats.
And Border Patrol members.
Let's pick it up.
And this is one example of the fact that there are real people who are suffering because of an inability to put solutions in front of politics. I mean, an example of this on immigration policy is that as it relates to what we need to do to strengthen our border. A bipartisan group of members of Congress, including one of the most conservative members of the United States Senate, came together with one of the strongest border security bills we've had in decades. And it included 1,500 more border agents to go to the border to help those hardworking folks who are working around the clock. The border agents supported the bill. It included more resources to stem the flow of fentanyl, which is killing people of every background in every region of our country. It would have allowed us to have more resources to take on transnational criminal organizations. I have prosecuted transnational criminal organizations, from the Guadalajara cartel to the Sinaloa cartel. And Donald Trump found out about that bill, realized it would be a solution, and told them not to put it on the floor for a vote because he would prefer to run on a problem instead of fixing a problem. And again, Enrique, we were talking about it. In terms of real leadership is about solving problems on behalf of the people. And I'm so sorry for what you've been through. I'm so sorry for what you've been through. And, you know, my mother came to the United States at the age of 19. She was by herself. Came alone by herself. She raised my sister and me, Maya. And I know what it is like to have a hardworking mother who loves you and to lose that. But I know that her spirit is alive. I know her spirit is alive. And will you tell me her name and let's speak her name?
Maria Dolores Figueroa.
Maria Dolores? Mm-hmm. Okay, we speak her name, okay?
Yes, all right. Thank you.
Muchas gracias, Yvette. Thank you so much.
Vice President Kamala Harris last night on the Univision Town Hall. Does compassion weigh in on how you vote? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. You could download it at your App Store or Android, your Apple or Android device on the Civic Media app. Does compassion play into how you vote? 855-752-4842. And by the way, don't just take Kamala Harris's word for the fact that Donald Trump killed the bipartisan immigration bill. Lindsey Graham, Trump ally, conservative from South Carolina, Republican, has said the words on the Senate floor, Trump killed the bill. Neil Cavuto, Fox News host, Fox Business host, pointed out on Fox, Donald Trump killed the immigration bill. So don't be fooled when you hear in these last 3 weeks of the campaign. By the way, Zomers, do you watch much broadcast TV? Or do you watch much TV like other than streaming?
I watch some, mostly just, you know, local news and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, honest to goodness. And the ad people are not going to want to hear me say this. But for goodness sake, mute the stuff. I mean, it's just toxic what's out there right now.
Yeah, my roommates and I either end up muting it or yelling at our TVs.
Right? So, I mean, basically, you know, what you're going to hear from now to Election Day, particularly from the MAGA folks, is just absolute crap. And it's gross. And it's divisive. How many ads for Trump have you seen that talk about the greatness of America? That celebrate being an American? It's just negative, negative. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. But only Donald Trump can save us. Andrew in Maine watching on YouTube says if J.D. Vance was so worried about the immigration problems of the U.S., would he not have voted for the bipartisan border bill? Great point, Andrew. Couldn't agree more. The reason, of course, is that Trump knew that if they got this deal done at the time Joe Biden was still the nominee, it would have helped propel Joe Biden to a second term. Donald Trump doesn't want order and law. He wants chaos so that he can be the political savior of the country. Stay tuned. Your phone calls on the other side, 855-752-4842. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Health insurance premiums have gone up under Obamacare since 2010, but what about claims they've doubled? Here's Tricia Young.
In September, Robert Kennedy Jr. made the claim that Obamacare caused insurance premiums to go up 100%. But average annual health insurance premiums have increased by only 67% to 75% since Obamacare became law in 2010. Premium increases were actually higher before Obamacare, with rates rising over 130% for single and family coverage between 1999 and 2010. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Candlelight hikes return to Wisconsin State Parks for 4 weeks starting this weekend. Most events include pumpkin carving, campfires, and more. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Vernon Memorial Healthcare in Viroqua is set to receive a multi-million dollar grant to get its own MRI machine. The $2 million grant will allow the hospital to put an MRI indoors. Currently, patients have to go outside to an MRI truck for scans, which is only available 2 days per week. The grant will reduce wait times and provide better care, according to a statement by Vernon Memorial. The grant is through Wisconsin's non-state grant program, which distributed $50 million across 50 projects statewide. Minnesota Governor and Democratic Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz is coming to Wisconsin on Monday. Walz will first appear at an event in Eau Claire before traveling to Green Bay. Walz was in Eau Claire in August. For his Eau Claire visit, the Harris-Walz campaign said that Walz will speak directly to voters with no other details available. It's the latest of several stops by candidates from both parties in the past 2 months in Wisconsin. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was in Dodge County earlier this week. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been 30 years since the film Speed was released. In honor of the milestone, Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock reunited in Los Angeles at the Egyptian Theater for an anniversary screening. The film made Bullock a star. She was joined after the screening by Reeves for a Q&A. Reeves talked about working with Dennis Hopper and of the professionalism shown by Jeff Daniels, and at one point said, "We knew we were making something wacky." I guess that means he's proud of the film. If you're feeling nostalgic and aren't into Halloween movies, check out the re-release of The Nightmare Before Christmas, which actually might remind you of Halloween. The film hits theaters this weekend for a limited run. The Tim Burton film was originally released in 1993. The stop animation film will be playing on over 1,000 screens across America this weekend. The film received a 95% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes and a 92% with audiences. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have one more warm, summery day before fall kicks in this weekend, and we may actually have some frost or even a freeze by early next week. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. Tonight, mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s, upper 50s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Ann Egan Walkoff from Wisconsin Native Vote.
20 years ago, I moved to a suburb of Milwaukee. I went to register, and the woman was like, "You're Indian? Indians don't vote. You can't vote."
What?
So when I'm talking to a group of Native Americans, did I tell them that story? And they're like, "What?" And that gets their dander up. And I'm going to go yeah, vote for sure.
Absolutely.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sean Blaschka and Bill Beaudry from the Wausau Paranormal Research Society team for Freaky Friday. And it's also a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr comes by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth.
wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tylo Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Friday, October 11th, 2024. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommers on the board. End of the work week and school, at least for some folks. Some people work on the weekends as well. We think of them. And big sports weekend. Badgers out at Rutgers for a game out there. You can hear the action on the Civic Media app. Simply go download the Civic Media app to your Android or Apple device, and then go to one of our great stations, WRCE in Richland Center, one of those that you can listen to the Badgers no matter where you're at. I listened to them a couple weeks ago while I was out in Los Angeles. You could be anywhere. Then you have Wi-Fi or, you know, phone service. Listen to the Badgers on Saturday. Of course, the Packers playing on Sunday on select stations across Civic Media. Those we are not able to stream because there's a little thing called the National Football League, and they have lots of attorneys. They won't let us do it.
Yeah, just a couple.
Talking this half hour, a little bit later, we're going to end the show. Mr. Zommers back with a board game of the week. That's a fantastic way to end the week, Zommers.
I'd like to think so. Maybe I'll get to play it this weekend.
Yes, I cannot wait. Right now, though, asking the question to you all, does compassion matter in how you vote? For president, yes, certainly. But down ballot, other races. Do you look at candidates and you might not, it might not be the only thing you vote on, but does a candidate's compassion or lack thereof matter in how you vote? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We're talking about right before the break a little bit about all these ads right now and how things get kind of darker and more frustrating the closer we get to election day. And Mr. Zommers, we had a call giving us some timely news indeed.
Yes. Kathy from Cambridge, Wisconsin. Thanks for calling in, Kathy. Was watching ABC this morning, and there was an ad that she saw several times within a couple hours that might have been a little misleading, saying that the deadline for registering to vote is October 16th. That is a deadline, but not the deadline. So make sure you don't get too confused about it. You can always go to myvote.wi.gov to get details. Wisconsin has same-day voter registration, so if you are going to vote in person, you can just show up on the day of and register right then. I've done it myself multiple times. However, October 16th, if you want to register by mail or online, that is the deadline for that. So if you do want to register ahead of time, you will ahead of time via mail or online, you will have to do that before the 16th. But same-day voter registration or registering in person beforehand is not affected by that.
Good information. Thank you, Kathy and Cambridge, for calling in and telling us about those ads. And Zommers, thanks for clearing that up. Again, put the website. There it is, myvote.wi.gov. Myvote.wi.gov will give you all of the accurate information. Again, October 16th, the only deadline if you want to register via mail or email. As Zommer said, you can take a utility bill and a valid driver's license, a passport, or birth certificate with you and register at the polls.
Additionally,
it might take longer. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, it might be a bigger line, but yeah, you can still do it.
When you do that, you don't have to have paper utility bills. If you're like me bills are electronic, like I opened up the Spectrum app because I have them for internet. Haven't had the issues that Todd has. But that aside, it has the billing statements on there. All I had to do was download the PDF on my phone, which has the account number and electronic statements on your phone. Totally permissible.
Good information as well. Does compassion... Does a candidate's compassion make a difference in how you vote? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Calling from Stoughton here in Dane County. CJ, thanks for calling. Does compassion weigh in when you select a candidate?
Certainly it does. But I also believe that things should be done legally. And Todd, thanks for taking my call. You were speaking of the bipartisan bill that passed.
The immigration bill that was co-authored by Lankford, yes.
Right. But you didn't mention H.R. 2 that passed Congress that was called the Secure the Border Act of 2023. And it was refused to be brought up by Chuck Schumer to the floor of the Senate. And that was 11 months earlier than the bipartisan bill passed, which basically is an amnesty bill. It's not a Secure the Border bill. And it took 3.5 years for the vice president and Mayorkas to actually come to terms that it was a crisis. So this candidate caused this problem along with President Biden because he ended 92 executive orders that had illegal immigration down to 30,000 instead of 300,000. So the record speaks for itself, and America knows the border czar didn't do her job.
All right. Well, so, I gave you, I want to make sure I gave you some time to get your point out, and I'm happy to do that because we welcome all points of view. But again, I think just to make clear, President Biden never named Kamala Harris a border czar, quote unquote. She was put in charge of working with countries, particularly in Central America, to follow a model much like El Salvador has. Now, I have disagreements on how President Bukele in El Salvador did it, but the fact is that El Salvador has gone from one of the highest undocumented countries coming to the U.S. to one of the lowest because they changed the way they do things in their country. Crime has been driven down. Again, my opinion is humanitarian rights have been suspended, but you cannot deny that crime is at an all-time low in El Salvador. There's a feeling of safety. The economy is coming back. And so Biden said, hey, let's take a look at how can we work with countries at the point of origin to improve lives there so that people don't feel they have to flee so as to lower undocumented immigration. That was her charge, and that's what she's continued to do. That's dramatically different than saying she's, quote unquote, the border czar.
Well, President Trump is right. They're emptying their jails. They're emptying their mental health centers. And this president and vice president are flying them in illegally.
But all right, now we're getting, all right, CJ, I gave him a chance. Now we're just getting into more, you know, banana republic type of crap. Again, El Salvador has incarcerated a record number of people. And in my opinion, you have innocent people that have been incarcerated without due process. But many criminals have also been put away.
The previously mentioned H.R. 2 focuses on an enforcement-only perspective to border control, and thus it puts people in jail instead of giving them a chance to apply and come legally.
Right.
It makes it harder. So it might make your numbers go down, but it also is far less humane.
And correct. And to the vice president's point for the clip we played from last night on Univision, she and Joe Biden, even before H.R. 2, introduced their own version, which Speaker Johnson wanted no part of because it actually addressed the problem.
Right.
And so then the conservatives put in the ultra conservative MAGA folks put in this H.R. 2, which was a red herring, basically, that was never going to pass. And they knew that again. So they had a platform to stand on, but didn't actually address and solve the problem. Then there were some decent conservatives in Congress, like James Lankford, who is a deep conservative, but said, look, we need to actually solve this. This is a real issue. And so he helped author with Republicans and Democrats the final bill that was going to pass and that Biden was going to sign. And Trump knew that. And he ordered the MAGA conservatives in Congress to kill it so that Biden didn't have anything to run on or had less to run on. And subsequently, after Biden stepped down, so that it would make it tougher for Harris. Harris has said she will sign that bill should she become president of the United States. And all this, all these MAGA lies about countries emptying their prisons and people being flown here intentionally. Guys, I'm sorry, but that's just, it's not true. It's fear-mongering. It's creating division. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Dick listening on WMDX in Madison. Thanks for listening. Dick, what say you?
Well, first of all, if I were ever to agree with CJ, the only thing that would happen would be we'd both be wrong. But something to the economy that I read that's really interesting on interest rates, a lot of Republicans are crying about the fact that they messed with it during the election.
Mm-hmm.
And it apparently hasn't been done in a long, long time since 1960. But I also read something, they were trying to make it political, right?
Mm-hmm.
12 people sit on that board and decide. Only one said they wouldn't vote for it, and guess who appointed that one woman from Kansas?
Tell us.
Trump.
Yeah, Trump.
So, you know, how do you cry foul about something? I mean, they're just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Obstruction is their middle name on everything. You know, they can't. That other bill, wasn't Tom Cotton really down with it as well?
I believe
so. You can't get more conservative or right leaning than him.
Well, and as my point earlier, Lindsey Graham stood on the floor of the United States Senate and said Trump killed this immigration bill.
Simple as that. You know, remember when Reagan used to say, you know, facts are hard things?
Right.
they really are hard things for this group of Republicans now.
Well, and I think you bring up another great point, Dick, whether you meant intentionally to or not, but I'm going to riff on it for a second if you don't mind. And that is, back when I was Republican, I left the party in 2011, but back when I first became Republican, I was working in government. It was a badge of honor. It was an election plus if you could work across the aisle and get something done in a bipartisan manner. And you said, hey, this is fantastic. We could actually get things done. And I think that's what Lankford was trying to do. Say, we might be Republicans, I might even still vote for Trump, but I want to go back to Oklahoma or these other senators and congresspeople, and we want to say we worked with the Democrats and we produced something. And that's what our constituents expect of us. But Trump does not want that. The ultra-MAGA does not want things to get done. To your point, Dick, they want a state of total chaos.
Yeah, either that or vote against something and then run out when something comes to your district and say that you are all about it. That one drives me nuts too.
Right. Yes, exactly right. We see that with, and you know, we started the show with my former boss, State Senator Dale Schultz, Republican still, but endorsing Harris and Walz. And I don't want to speak for him, but I think just listening to him and knowing him, the thing that really, I mean, was seeing this lack or these lies being spread in Florida and in the Southeast over this hurricane and having family there and knowing people and knowing how this is affecting them and hurting them. The lies of Trump and MAGA are hurting Americans in Florida for political purposes. It's like Cheney and Harris said in Ripon, Wisconsin last week, this is a danger, a clear and present danger. And that is why you have guys like Dale Schultz and Judge Doninger and Liz Cheney and former state senator, Republican Peggy Rosenzweig, and other Republicans coming forward and saying country over party. We could have debates about policy later. And I think there are Democrats out there in this state that are a little uneasy, quite frankly, about all these Republican endorsements for Harris. Let me assure you, if you're one of those folks, Kamala Harris hasn't gone soft on policy. She's trying to help save the country, and she's putting country before party. We'll go back to having policy disagreements with one another, but first we must save the Democratic Republic that is the United States of America. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. 4842. More of your calls and Board Game of the Week. Don't miss it. It's next to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Kamala Harris on police. It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's now 8 before the... nine. I guess it's 9. I don't know. I forget all these different clocks. It's 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour, CBS News or ABC News, depending upon your station. Mike Clemens back. Always great to have him back on the air with our sports report, a little check of your weather, and then the Maggie Dawn Show across the Civic Media Radio Network every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, followed by the wonderful, the talented Dom Salvia Show, and then Nightlight with our friend Pete Swaba. How about that?
You got to tune in to Nightlight.
You might, Charo, that's, I still can't, that he got Charo. Coochie-coochie-coo.
By the way, speaking of other shows,
yeah.
Andrew and Maine, relating to something we said during the break on the stream, remember you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call that one. Ooh, Civic Media host Family Feud have hosts versus producers, and Dan Schaefer can be the Steve Harvey.
Oh, my God. I love that. I love that very much.
I might have to do that.
I still am a big Family Feud fan. We're trying to think of things. Apparently now we've been told by the folks, we have a problem in Milwaukee. We have a problem. We have to get more listeners in Milwaukee.
Is that so?
So maybe we could do, maybe we could do something like, you know, Milwaukee Feud, or what? I don't know.
Well, Dan Schaefer would be the guy for that.
Right? I think Dan Schaefer is Steve Harvey in Milwaukee Feud. Top five answers on the board. Survey says, there you go. That's what you need. Perfect. 855-752-4842. Quick potpourri, or as you say back home, potpourri. L.A. Tom is on the line. L.A., thanks for calling in. What do you got?
Yeah, Todd, I think that compassion does mean a whole lot. In fact, I think the fact of just having a dog actually means a lot in our politics. If you look at the history of presidents that have had dogs, I think Donald Trump's the first one that doesn't have a dog.
That's exactly right. That's a great point.
And I think that, you know, Tim Walz said it best. You can compromise without compromising your values.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz have some values that I would say are more in line with FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was my favorite president, along with Teddy Roosevelt and Eisenhower. But definitely you want to have someone that has compassion, because that's who, I mean, Donald Trump doesn't even, he only laughs at other people when they get ridiculed. Mm-hmm. He never laughs at himself. He really is, I hate to say it, but he's Hitler incarnated, mm-hmm. you know, and I hope people really think about this in Project 2025 when they go to, you know, to vote.
Yeah.
Because it really, I mean, it's the difference between an authoritarian dictatorship and a democracy. And I think that's why you have so many Republicans that are actually endorsing Harris, because they want to have another day to fight for our democracy.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Up against the clock here. Let's go quickly to Karina in Milwaukee. Karina, great to have a Milwaukee caller. You're helping the numbers in Milwaukee, Karina. What do you got for us?
Hi, Dad. Mom, this is what I have a question and maybe even a request, because I can't really figure it out on my own. The poll, and I know that you have an experience. I was trying to reach Dan on James' show, but they were too busy to pick up the phone. So my thing is, how close between Trump and Harris pooled, and how they differ? I mean, I don't think the old pools are equal, you know?
Okay, Zamorin, I was having some trouble on the connection there. Can you repeat that, please? I didn't get that.
I was asking about polls and how close Trump and Harris are, and how the numbers are so different.
Thank you, Karina. I mean, Trey Olson has talked about this before. It's still early on numbers and polling. I think that the bottom line is going to be close, and it's going to come down to a turnout. All right, a two-minute edition of Board Game of the Week. Here we go.
This week's Board Game of the Week is brought to you by Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans.
Oh, I like that.
As we actually found out about this during taping of one of those episodes.
Yes.
It is Justin Robert Young of the podcast Politics, 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 which if you listen at 1 p.m. on Saturday or Sunday this weekend, you'll hear the episode that he's featured on of Lost in the Middle. He created the game The Contender, the game of presidential debate.
You ordered this.
I did. And now I've played it several times with my friends, and I can confirm it is so much fun.
Really?
Basically, in The Contender, one person is the moderator, and they ask questions off of a card. Everybody else gets cards with generic statements. It'll be, oh, you're too dumb, or I have the facts on this, or we can fix what's bad about blank with what's good about blank. Mm-hmm. And they're all based on real quotes from political debates.
Oh, wow.
And so it's hilarious to read those. You got some good Dan Quayle ones and stuff.
That's great.
And basically, you use those to craft your arguments, and it just ends up with everybody saying the most wild, crazy stuff. And
it was actually really said at one time.
Yeah. It's just a lot of fun. It's a great party game. You can play it with anywhere from 3 to as many people as you want. The box says 99.
99 people. That'd be fantastic. And how much is it?
I got it for like $21 on Amazon. I don't know if you'll find this one in game stores, because it's from 2015 and it was like a smaller independent game. But on Amazon, it's $21, $22.
The Contender.
The Contender.
All right. There you go. Your Board Game of the Week. Fantastic. I when this came in your desk, I'm like, we'll do that show on the air someday.
Oh, yeah. We got to do that with Luke. That'd be a lot of fun.
All right. A couple of people still hanging on the lines. I'm sorry we did not get to you today. We kind of got backed up there. Join us on Monday. Going to be a great show then. Make it a great and safe weekend, everybody. Get ready, Paoli. Curtis and I are paddling on down. Mr. Zomer is making a great weekend. Thanks for all of you. You do for us. Dale Schultz, Brady Ewing, thank you to you. Stay tuned for Maggie Dawn. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you Monday.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership weighs in on what vets should be thinking about before casting a ballot next month.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love the cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really. You have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.